The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches. Hilchos Hashanah Rabbah, Shmi Atzeres, Simchas Torah, Sifrim Vav, Thu Yud. Sif Vav. The Shmini, Samach L'chashecha, the eighth day, close to before it gets dark, meaning what we would call Shmini Atzeres, leading into Simchas Torah, Yachol L'fanais is HaKelim and HaSukkah L'toich HaBayis. You're allowed to take your vessels and your utensils and your tables and your chairs and bring them from the Sukkah back into the house. Avolay yisadrim b'yayim. But you should not, once you bring them in the house, you should not set them up and arrange them in the house. Mishum d'havi k'meichen b'yayim tov l'chaver. Because that would be preparing for one day of Yom Tov to the next. Meaning, Shmini Atzeres is not over. And the next day of Yom Tov would be Simchas Torah. So we're not allowed to prepare from one day of Yom Tov to the next day of Yom Tov. So we can bring in the items from the Sukkah, but we can't actually set them up, because setting them up would be preparing for the next night, which is the next day of Yom Tov. So the obvious question is that we know that Hachana is preparing from one day to the next day, even if there's no Malacha done. So what's the difference if you take it from the stuff from the Sukkah and bring it into the house? You're also accomplishing part of your goal. You're also preparing. You're bringing stuff from the Sukkah to the house, so you won't have to do it later. And so fine, you're still not setting it up to bring it to its full state, but you still did something to prepare for the next day. So why should that be allowed? There are various explanations that different svaras to go into, and each one has its own questions. But one svara is that really, we're not allowed to be eating in the Sukkah anymore. So we want to show, once Simchas Torah comes, so we want to show that our eating that was in the Sukkah was only because of the mitzvah of Sukkah. So now, as it's going to get dark, we're going to end the day of Shmini Atzeres, and we're no longer going to be eating in the Sukkah. So by taking our utensils and bringing them into the house, we're showing that everything that we ate in the Sukkah till now was really a mitzvah. And it wasn't just because we enjoyed being out there, but it was only because of Mitzvah Hashem. And so therefore, what we're accomplishing right now, by bringing in the kelim from the Sukkah to the house, we're accomplishing right now to show that what we did till now was for the mitzvah of Sukkah. So that's okay. We're not preparing for tomorrow. We want to show right now that we no longer need the Sukkah to eat in, we want to show that the whole eating of the Sukkah was only because of Mitzvah Hashem. So we're not preparing for tomorrow. We're showing right now. We're doing something to show right now on what the status of the Sukkah is, that it's no longer needed. As opposed to once the items are in the house, so there would be no heter to set them up, because that would be preparing for the night. That would be preparing for later, unless of course the house became all cluttered and didn't look properly. But otherwise, by setting it up and preparing it for the night, that would be awesome, because that would be hachana. But what we're doing now, from the Sukkah into the house, that's not hachana. We're not doing it to prepare for later tonight. We're doing it to show right now that there's no, the mitzvah of Sukkah is no longer there, and everything we did till now was because of the mitzvah of Sukkah. Siv Zion. Yom Acharin Shel Hachog Shehu Gam Kein Shmini Atzeres, the last day of the whole stretch of this Yom Tov, which is also Shmini Atzeres, is 2 days of Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres. Nikva Simchas Torah. But the last day, the terminology we use is the second to last day of Yom Tov is called Shmini Atzeres, and the last day itself is called Simchas Torah. Why? Lefishim Asaymin Boyas HaTorah Usmeichim Ba, because that's when we complete the reading of the Sefer Torah, and we rejoice with it. Arvis by Mariv La'achat Tfila, after davening, Oisim HaKofais, we do HaKofais, Rachareikach, and afterwards Machnisin Sefer Torah, we bring in the Sefer Torah, Mishayrin Echad, and after the Hakafas, we put back all the Sefer Torah except for one. Shekoyin by Tilsa Garvi, B'Pasha Zayis HaBracha. We read three Aliyahs in the Pasha of Zayis HaBracha at night, even though normally we don't read the Torah at night. By Simchas Torah, we have Lanim and Hagim that are different than during the year because of the Simcha involved in the Siyumashal Torah. So one of the things we do, the minig, is to read the Kriyas HaTorah at night because of the the great Simcha, even though normally there is no Kriyas HaTorah at night. It's all Mishum Minug. It's brought in the Svarim that we shouldn't be Mavatal any Minug that was involved with the Simchas HaTorah. Yesh Mekaymes, Shinaigin Likreis V'Pashas Nedarim. Some places had a Minug to read Pashas Nedarim at night. Acha Kriyas HaTorah, after Kriyas HaTorah, Oymim Chatzi Kaddish, we say Chatzi Kaddish. Machnisin is Sifrei HaTorah, Svarim Olenu. And then we put back the Sifrei HaTorah, and we say Olenu. Sivches. Biyayim Simchas Torah, on the day of Simchas Torah, Noigin, Baharbe, Mekoymes, Shakehanim, Meisen, Kapayim, Betfilah Shachris. Many places have a minig that even though duchening is usually done by Musaf, but on Simchas Torah, they do it bedafka by Shachris, v'loi b'Musaf, and not by Musaf. Why? Mishum de b'Musaf, yesh chash shichris. Because already by Musaf time, it's after the Akafas, after people already made Kiddush in Shul and had a snack, so it's oftentimes that there'll be some shichris. People would have drank in more than they were supposed to, and therefore, since it's when you're drunk wine, you shouldn't do birchas kehanim. Ve'noimim v'se'arev b'tfilas shachris. However, even though by musaf usually we say v'se'arev l'fanechas yaseinu kolach karban, I mean we say that part there before birchas kehanim. If we're doing birchas kehanim and shachris, we don't say that part, that stanza. Siftes. V'yayim acha hakafes, during the day after the hakafes, m'shayin gimel sifrei Torah, we leave out three sifrei Torah, u'marbim b'kurin b'sefer Torah echad, b'fashas zois habracha. And we take one of the sifrei Torah, and we read it again and again with many people, once again aliyah, in zois habracha, kama pamim, several times, ad ma'ayin, until ma'ayinah. So, even though normally when we do Kriyas HaTorah during the year, we read whatever was chayav to read, and whatever the amount of aliyahs are, on Yom Tov it's 5 aliyahs, and then that's it. Then we go further. However, even though we can't do this during the year, but the minhag is on Simchas Torah that we want everyone to get an aliyah, and so therefore we keep on reading that the day's Kriya from Zayis HaBracha to Ma'ayna, we read it again and again and again to make sure everybody can get an aliyah. It should be pointed out, one time came to Shul someone who's from Eretz Yisrael, and he lives in Eretz Yisrael, but he was here for Simchas Torah. So he felt a little funny, because in Eretz Yisrael, Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres, there's only one day Yom Tov, it's the same day. So over here, when it was Yom Tov for him, real Yom Tov, which was Shmini Atzeres, there was no Simchas Torah, and he didn't get an aliyah. So he felt funny. So now that it was Simchas Torah, he came to Shul, and he wanted to get an aliyah like everybody else when they kept on chazering the parsha of Azayis HaBracha. But the answer is that no, he shouldn't do that. Why? Because like we said, that really, min adin, there's no heter to do the aliyahs again and again and again. It's only a special minhag that we have on Simchas Torah. But for this Ben Eretz Yisrael, it's not Simchas Torah for him. It's Yom Tov Sheni. He's not a do malacha. He has other halachas that he has to keep. But Be'etzim, it's really not Simchas Torah for him. So he doesn't have a heter to say this bracha. It would be a bracha levatala for him to make a bracha on the Torah when it's not Simchas Torah and to be mabe the kruim like that. So the answer is that he shouldn't get an aliyah. He shouldn't say a bracha. It would be a bracha levatala. Of course, he shouldn't get chasim Torah and chasim Bereishis either, because he's not a chayiv in that kriya. They do bring down sometimes if someone's a very important chashuv a person, maybe that's more of a cover to the Torah, but for general people, certainly, he shouldn't get even a chasim Torah, chasim Bereishis aliyah, certainly. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, uv'saif, and in the end, after everyone gets their aliyah, kayin kol na'arim, we read kol na'arim, that's all the children get up and they put them underneath the talis and they read from the Sefer Torah there as well. But nachain, and what's appropriate, shagadol shebehem yivarech, that the older one should make a bracha, v'asha yishmu, and all the other children should listen to the bracha. They shouldn't all say the bracha at once, just whoever is going to say the bracha for them. A lot of times it's an adult who does it nowadays, and all the other children should listen into the bracha. But Karin Lehen Pasha Samal Chagoyel. And Mishmur Big touches this up to mean that that after we read the aliyah that we give them for Kol Na'arim, then we say out loud the psukim of Hamal Chagoyel Leisimi Kol Ra. Acharekach Karin Lechasin Torah, V'Karin Min Ma'ayna Ad Gemira. After Kol Na'arim, we call up the Chasin Torah, the one who's going to finish off the lighting for the rest of the parsha. But Kaim in Ma'ina Ad Gemir, he reads from Ma'ina, they read from Ma'ina until the end of the Sefer Torah. Lainei Kol Yisrael. With Sefer Torah Sheni, and with the second Sefer Torah that they took out, Kari Chasim Bereshis. They read Chasim Bereshis. Va'aymim Chatzi Kash, and they say Chatzi Kaddish. The Kain Mishlishi Maftir. And in the third Sefer Torah, they read Maftir. Of course, in a lot of shuls, as a lot of people to get Aliyahs, they usually take several Sefer Torah, and they read them again and again and again, so everyone can get an Aliyah rather than waiting it all on one Sefer Torah. They use several Sefer Torah to go through the Aliyahs to make sure that everyone will get an Aliyah. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, V'noyigin b'harbi mekaymis, in many places to have a minig, l'dakdek likreis l'chasen Torah adam choshev, to call someone of stature for l'chasen Torah. It should be covered for the Torah. V'afilu misha ola kvar b'fash zois habracha, and even someone who already got an aliyah during the regular aliyahs, when everyone was getting an aliyah in Pasha Zayis HaBracha for the first few aliyahs, become welcome, nevertheless, Ayla L'chasin Tayyah L'chasin Bereshis. He can get an aliyah again if he's going to get an aliyah for Chasin Tayyah L'chasin Bereshis. But Malkoim She'ein Lahem Ela Shnei Sifrei Tayyahs, in a place where they only have two Sifrei Tayyah, they don't have three, where originally in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said we should have three, one to read all the aliyahs, and then to do Chasin Torah, the second one to do Chasin Bereishis, and the third for Maftir. If you only have two, Koyin Bereishayin V'Zayis HaBracha, you read in the first Sefer Torah the Pasha Zayis HaBracha, U'Mesheni Bereishis, and in the second Sefer Torah you do Chasin Bereishis, V'Chayzim Aleichin Esarishin L'Maftir, and then you roll the first Sefer Torah, and you read Maftir out of the first Sefer Torah. Sif Yud. Noigin Shachasin Torah Vachasin Bereishis Noigin Adavais V'Koyin L'Chom Me'ehem V'Oisin Mishnah V'Simcha L'Siyum Eshel Torah L'Aschalosa. The minig is the Chasin Torah and the Chasin Bereishis, they donate money and they call all their friends to make a party and a rejoicing because they were Messiah the Torah and they began the Torah. The east of the Medrash, because it says in the Medrash, Vayavai Yushalayim Lifnei Arayin Bis Hashem, Vayas Mishta L'chol Avodav. So it says, and they made a party for all of his servants. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mikan Shaisin Suda L'gam Rishal Torah. The Yitzchak learned from here that you see that you're supposed to make a Suda when you finish the Torah, when you make a Siyum. Sometimes it happens where a person has a lot of family over for Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, and there's not enough room in the house for them, so they want to eat in the sukkah, which was made much larger to house everybody. They want to eat in the sukkah on Simchas Torah also. So it should be pointed out that the last time we eat in the sukkah is Shmini Atzeres, because it's a suffix, maybe it's Shmini Atzeres, which is part of sukkah, so maybe it's still sukkahs, which is the day before. However, To eat in the sukkah on Simchas Torah, that would be also because of Chashash Bal Tosif. You're adding on to the mitzvah. So therefore, the Eitzah is, what you're supposed to do is, one thing is if you put the tarp over the sukkah, or you cover up part of the sukkah, not the whole sukkah, it's enough 4x4 tvachim. So that shows already that you're not looking to eat in the sukkah, you're not doing it in l'shem mitzvah, and therefore you'd be allowed to sit and continue eating in the sukkah, but otherwise that would be considered that would be a problem of Baal Taisif if you didn't do that. However, the chashash of Baal Taisif, that's only on Simchas Torah, the day after for sure the mitzvah ends. But if you decide later in the week, after Simchas Torah, to sit and eat in the sukkah, that's okay, there's no issa Baal Taisif. Baal Taisif is only a problem when it's right next to the time past of when the mitzvah is over. If someone, chas v'shalom, is an avelus of Yud Beis Chodesh for one of his parents, so then he shouldn't do the regular full dancing on kafis like he does every year on Simchas Torah. It's a time where he should be mamayin, and his simcha should speak to his rav as to what amount is appropriate. Perhaps going to some paiskim, he can stay in the room, maybe do a little bit of Hakafah with a Sefer Torah a little bit, but certainly not with the regular fervor and regular way of dancing with the Sefer Torah and Hakafah as one would normally do. On Simchas Torah comes up also a Chayish Mishpat angle, and since everybody's having fun and there's a lot of things going on, so sometimes people or get hurt or something gets damaged of theirs, you know, so someone was holding some candy or some soda and it spilled on the other one's talus, or people are dancing and jumping up and down and someone lands on somebody else's foot and causes him a lot of pain that he needs to see a doctor for, etc. So a lot of things happen. Of course, we should always only do a simcha shel mitzvah. It should be a simcha mitzvah. Now, a simcha of halilus is born in the Paiskim. That's something that is just wildness. It should be gilu berada that we should rejoice, but with a fear. However, in terms of the chayshet mishpat angle, even though normally we say adamud le'alam, a person is always responsible in general for his actions, even though he didn't mean to hurt anybody. So if someone was just in the middle of the street and somebody else decided to jump up and he landed on him by accident and he caused him pain and he had to see a doctor, so there would be a responsibility of payment for that in many cases. However, when there's a simcha shel mitzvah, like simchas Torah by a chasana, so we say that there's a certain amount of excitement, we'll call it, that is within the acceptable threshold of excitement, and any damages that happen, as long as somebody's acting within what the kahila feels is the borders of acceptable behavior for the occasion, it would be putter for any damage that he caused unintentionally. So if someone who, you know, was jumping up by some time and landed on somebody's foot or something, so he'd be putter for any damage that caused if he did so intentionally. If he decided to use Simchas Torah as an excuse to hurt somebody, obviously that wouldn't count. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about where unintentionally there was damage, or someone again is walking with a cup of soda, and in all the wildness, he got pushed by somebody else who was dancing, or got flung out from the circle, or whatever, and because of that, his jacket got full of soda or something, needs to be sent to the cleaners. Oftentimes there would be a chiyuv for payment for that, depending on the circumstances. But again, on Simchas Torah, if these are things that were within the acceptable realm of behavior on a more simcha dika level, so then the person would be pater and there would be no chiyuv tashlumin. We know that by Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, there's an inyan that two brothers shouldn't get an aliyah one after the other, or a father and a son should not get an aliyah one after the other, because we say that Zayin Hara, it would cause Ayin Hara. Even if a person says he's not makbid on Ayin Hara, it's still Sparn Shulchan Aruch that the person should not do that. So when a person's getting the aliyahs by the, you know, for Zaysa Bracha, where everyone's getting the aliyahs, they should be careful not to have a father and a son right after each other, or two brothers, one after another. But if there's a hefsek of someone else in between, then that would be okay. If someone had the third aliyah and someone else had the sixth aliyah, or someone had the second aliyah, someone had the fifth aliyah, whatever, that's certainly fine. What else is brought down is that issue of Ayin Hara is only when we're dealing with the same Sefer Torah. But let's say one brother wanted to get Chasen Torah and another brother wanted to get Chasen Bereishis. So even though the aliyahs are one after the other, meaning right after Chasen Torah, the next aliyah is Chasen Bereishis, but still that would be permitted because since they are two separate Sefer Torah, we say that the Ayin Hara doesn't apply, there wouldn't be a problem with that. As well, l'chadchila, not only with a father and his son, or two brothers, but l'chadchila, even a father with his grandson, also we say that there's Ayin Hara and l'chadchila, one should be careful not to call back-to-back a father and a grandson, unless, of course, like we said, it's two Sefer Torah, like Chasen Torah, Chasen Bereishis. But in terms of one Sefer Torah, back-to-back aliyahs, it should not be done. Even if one of them is getting Shvi and the other one's getting Maftir, so the Kaddish is set in between, that still is a problem, and they shouldn't get Aliyahs back-to-back Shvi and Maftir, because, again, it's the same Sefer Torah, even though Kaddish is saying it's being set in between, it's still not considered a Hesek for this Indian. One minug which a lot of people have on Simchas Torah is when they do Hagba, they don't do Hagba in the regular fashion where the person who's lifting up the Sefer Torah, where the writing is facing him. Rather, they do a reverse Hagba, so when he lifts up the Sefer Torah, the writing is facing away from him, is facing the outside. So normally during the year, that's something that shouldn't be done. It's considered a zilzul in the Sefer Torah. However, in Simchas Torah, as we said, we're not supposed to abolish any minig that's been around, and they give different reasons for that minig. One of the reasons is they say that's a resembling of what Chazal said, hafeichba, the kulaba, that the Sefer Torah had contains everything we need to know. We just have to know how to find it out from the Sefer Torah, and by doing it a reverse hagba, that shows that concept. Kol Tov.